Because you and I know of people who are believers, yet often go hungry. We know of people who love the Lord and often have no water to drink. The crowd see Jesus arrive by boat, and then he tells them he is from heaven. Well, these are only surface problems on a much deeper subject. More importantly, it is the hardness of our hearts that keeps people from seeing who Jesus really is. Now, the last three Sundays, the Apostle John has given us a build-up to the importance and meaning of these words using the symbol of the bread. Two Sundays ago, John the Apostle tells us of the feeding of the 5,000. And in this event, besides that of the cross and the resurrection, is told by all four writers of the Gospels. And this should point out to us that it's very important. Now, in the Gospel 2 weeks ago, we see the compassion that Jesus had on all of the crowds who had come to hear and teach. And Jesus wants to test Philip, knowing what he is going to do, by asking, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" And Philip replies, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of us who have just a little." We know what happens next. Andrew tells Jesus of a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus blesses the food, and the disciples distribute the food to the thousands of people with their own hands and in the sight of their own eyes. And when they are finished, there's 12 baskets of bread left over. Now all of the people begin to say to each other, "This is the prophet who is to come into the world." But when Jesus realizes that they are about to take him by force and make him king, he takes off to the mountain to get away from the crowd, because he knows they do not understand who he is. Now this goes back to the Old Testament and the prophets speaking of the Messiah. And over the years of Roman oppression, the Jewish people began to see the Messiah as one who would save them from the Roman Empire, that he would be an earthly king who would govern over Israel again. The Messiah would be from the line of King David and would come to save them. Jesus tells the people, "I am the living bread." And as he once offered the woman at the well, living water. "I am the bread" is the first of a list of what is called the I Am sayings. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Jesus was trying to open the people's hearts and minds as to who he is, especially his 12 apostles, who would soon be without him. The feast of the Passover was upon them, and the walk into Jerusalem was not far away. Now in last week's gospel, after the miracle of the loaves and fish, the people followed Jesus. Some from the day before who had witnessed the miracle, others who just heard about it and followed it. And when they found him, he can tell what is in their hearts and their minds. And he says to them, "You're looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." And then they asked him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus says, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." You see, satisfying God does not come from the works we do, but first and foremost, it comes from who we believe. We have to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. Well, apparently the miraculous feeding of 5,000 plus people did not put the followers on the right track to who Jesus was. The crowd then reminds Jesus of Moses and how he gave their ancestors bread from heaven to eat in the desert. Because they are still looking for Jesus, he to give them more proof of who he is. And Jesus tells them, "Truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Well, now I'm sure they're truly confused, or just simply blind to the truth. And they say to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never go thirsty. But as I have told you, you have seen me and still do not believe." So then, today's gospel. John starts with the last sentence from last week's gospel, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Now the people, they go back to a previous complaint that they've heard before in the Gospels. "Isn't this the son of Joseph, and don't we know his mother and father? How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" So Jesus seems to disregard that retort, since his coming to earth incarnate by the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary was not the point he wanted to discuss at the moment. What he's trying to get them to understand is who he is. "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Well, I can only imagine the horror that must have struck them as they listened. "We must eat his flesh to have eternal life? Now we know that the flesh that he gives for the life of the world is his death on the cross." His closest apostles and friends could not imagine that in a short time he would be hung on the cross to die. They had their own plans and dreams as followers of Jesus. And this was not an depiction. It was only after his resurrection that his apostles understood so many things that Jesus had told them. We are resurrection people. It is through his resurrection that all the Holy Scriptures can then speak to us of his way, his truth, and the life that he has in store for those who believe. Now, even though Jesus has compassion on those who hunger and suffer, he is speaking today of a spiritual hunger that can only be satisfied by him. Jesus alone can satisfy the heart and the mind. Today in our society, we crave material and physical satisfaction. It is all around us, and it is always telling us that we need more. But Jesus offers himself as a way to the Father, and he leads us to the answers of who are we, what is our purpose, and where does it lead? Jesus tells us that he is the living bread from heaven, and whoever follows him will live forever. He offers to us a life of godly pursuits and heavenly goals. He is the way to eternal life with God the Father, to have God as really all we need. God is enough. And in Paul's letter to the Ephesians today, we hear a lovely description of how to live as followers of Jesus. Paul says, number 1, "Let us all speak the truth to one another. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not let the devil into your hearts. Labor and work honestly, and share with the needy. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, and forgive one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Live in love as Christ loves us and gave himself up for us." Now, do we sometimes feel as though we aren't making progress in our spiritual life? Do we feel as though we are slacking off in our following of Jesus' example? Well, when we get discouraged, just remember that God won't give up on us. In verse 39, that they didn't include include, the lectionary people didn't include with the reading today. Jesus says, "And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day." If we make that sincere commitment to take, to make Jesus our Lord and Savior, and to believe that he is who he says he is, we are secure in God's promise. Christ will not let his people be overcome by Satan. We mustn't let our faults and imperfections take away the joy of knowing Jesus or keeping it from growing closer to him, because he promises to finish the work he has begun in us. From Philippians 1:6, Paul said to the Philippians, "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day you accepted it until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." Amen. Let us all stand.